The do's and don'ts for ketogenic and intermittent fasting. Weight loss, mental health, fitness, disease reversal, and ketosis boost. Written by Jack Easton. Narrated by Sky Alley. Synopsis. Are you waffling between intermittent fasting or ketogenic? First and foremost, put down the waffle, as these common diets are not on the menu. Sorry. But let's get down to business now that we have your attention. The ketogenic diet and intermittent fasting have now, and with good cause, taken over our collective news. Both of them were acclaimed for their ability to help people reduce their weight without reducing calories, raise blood glucose, cholesterol, and blood pressure. The benefits sound similar, but the diets vary in how they function and who can use them. We break down the ins and outs of both diets and decide whether either can be right for you. Both intermittent fasting and the ketogenic diet recently gained a lot of attention. More and more people are now finding that ketosis functions intermittently and can be paired with keto safely. Healthy intermittent fasting has many advantages, from being healthy to simplifying daily life. Losing weight while eating fat, this is the surprising promise of the ketogenic diet, to say the least. Used for nearly a century against certain forms of epilepsy, the ketogenic diet has gradually made a place for itself alongside weight loss diets. Let's get into the facts and uncover all the do's and don'ts surrounding ketogenic and intermittent fasting. What is the ketogenic diet? About 10 to 20% of energy must come from proteins, 35% from lipids, fats, and 40 to 55% of carbohydrates, sugars. The ketogenic diet is based on a drastic reduction in carbohydrate intake, no more than 50 grams per day for an adult, in favor of a massive intake of lipids, 70 to 90% of total energy intake, with a protein intake that remains at 15 to 20% of intake. Rather counterintuitive in a world where fat plays a bad role in the collective imagination. Foods made from cereals, bread, pasta, rice, potatoes, prepared meals, sweets, cakes, and milk, rich in lactose, which is a carbohydrate, should be avoided. Certain fruits and vegetables, too rich in carbohydrates, a banana provides about 30 grams of carbohydrate out of the 50 required, are also to be avoided, as are legumes. On the other hand, you should bet on all foods rich in fat and protein, such as vegetable oils, butter, eggs, meats, fatty fish, avocado, coconut, or even oil seeds, almonds, and hazelnuts. It is basically a diet that allows ketones to be released into the bloodstream by the body. As the body's main source of glucose, most cells tend to use blood sugar, which comes from carbohydrates. We start to break down stored fat into molecules called ketone bodies in the absence of circulating blood sugar from food. The process is called ketosis. Most cells can use ketone bodies to produce energy once you reach ketosis before we start eating carbohydrates again. The transition from the use of circulating glucose to the breakdown of stored fat as an energy source typically takes place within 2 to 4 days of consuming less than 20 to 50 grams of carbohydrates a day. Keep in mind that this is a highly individualized procedure, and to start producing enough ketones, some individuals need a more restricted diet. A ketogenic diet is high in proteins and fats since it lacks carbohydrates. Usually, many foods, chickens, dried meats, sausages, cheeses, seafood, butter, nuts, oils, seeds, and fibrous vegetables are included. Since it is so restrictive, over the long term, it is very difficult to obey. Normally, carbohydrates make up at least 50% of the average American diet. One of the major criticisms of this diet is that many people, with very few fruits and vegetables, prefer to consume too much protein and low-quality fats from processed foods. Kidney disease patients need to be vigilant because their condition could be exacerbated by this diet. In addition, some patients may initially feel a little tired, and some may have bad breath, nausea, vomiting, constipation, and difficulty sleeping. Is the ketogenic...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?